Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 11. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Not exactly sure why, but I liked that line. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. "He is not here. Who are you looking for?" the angel said to the woman. "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where they lay him. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran and told the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, some of the guards went to the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. Holy and loving God, source of power and resurrection, source of hope and everlasting life and never-ending love, we ask for your blessing to be upon us, your family gathered here in this space on this exciting day of resurrection. Inspire us, enliven us, and remind us of the power of the resurrection alive and at work in our lives and in our world. In Jesus' name we pray all things. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew has two really interesting differences in it that caught my attention when I read it. There are two distinct things about this text in the Gospel of Matthew that isn't in the other Gospels. The first one is the Marys, the two Marys that come to the tomb. Now, that in and of itself isn't different or unusual, but here's what's unusual about it. It's unusual that they don't bring anything with them. The text does not say that they bring spices or oil to anoint the body like in the other gospel reading. The women just come to the tomb that morning, that first Easter morning. The two Marys come to the tomb just to see it. I wonder what they were going for. I wonder what they were bringing to that tomb that first Easter morning. What was in their heart, I mean, not what they were physically bringing. The Marys were coming there to check this story out for themselves, I think. I think these women had a twinge of hope that Jesus, what he said he was going to do, is actually going to happen. So maybe they went to the tomb that morning with a twinge of hope and certainly with a twinge of fear after everything they had just gone through the last 3 days. They had been there with Jesus through thick and thin for 3 years, and then they see the brutal death of Jesus on a cross and him being laid into a tomb with a great big stone rolled in front of it. It was a dead end. It appeared that all hope was gone. It would appear that this Savior, that this Messiah, this Rabbi that they had been following, it is done, it is over, and now what? They gave their whole lives over to follow this rabbi, this man named Jesus. So, of course, I think there was fear mingled in with that hope that brought them to the tomb that morning. And it's the same thing with us. When we come here on Easter Sunday, we come here with a mingle of hope and a little bit of fear. We must admit there are things in our world that we would love to change. We too are witnesses to death and violence and destruction. We too are witnesses to all sorts of horrible moments in the world, and sometimes they even touch our lives. But we also come here with a twinge of hope. We come here with a twinge of hope, wondering if this resurrection thing has power for my life. Wondering if in this resurrection story, I too can find new life. The other part that's very interesting about this gospel are the guards. The guards that are in this text are only in the Gospel of Matthew. And according to Walter Brueggemann, these guards represent the empire, the status quo, the empire that sought to do Jesus in and thought they did it for once and for all and were going to make sure. So the guards planted themselves outside that tomb that day. And then when they hear the good news, the power of the resurrection, the power from the angel that spoke to them, the power seen in the woman's eyes that day, then they fell to the ground, the text says, like dead men. Now, in the face of the power of God at work in Christ, these guards, the symbols of the empire, find themselves literally acting dead on the ground. The power of the resurrection has no bounds in this story. The power of the resurrection gives life to those who come in fear and with a twinge of hope this day. The resurrection has power to redeem our lives and bring life even out of the midst of death. The power of the resurrection has the power to do things in our lives and help us live into new life, even when it seems like a dead end, even when we're looking inside what appears to be an empty and lifeless tomb. You see, I've seen resurrection power. We have seen resurrection power at work in our lives and in our world and in the people's lives that we love. I've seen resurrection power at work in a family whose child died and they suddenly became a family of four instead of a family of five. And they're offering hope and healing for the world now through the ministry that they do. I've seen healing and wholeness come after broken relationships, when hearts were mended and people were healed. I've seen resurrection power at work when someone loses a job and suddenly something new opens up, something you didn't expect, because I think that's what resurrection is about. I think resurrection is about that surprise that God is up to at work in our lives, the resurrection movement from death into life, from fear into faith, from hate into love, from anxiety into peace, from depression into hope. I've seen that movement at work in our world. And sometimes I must admit that I'm not very patient. I am not very patient, and when it comes to waiting for God to do something new, I just don't want to wait. I want it to happen right now. And when I pray for people and I want something new to happen in their lives, I want it right now. I don't want to wait. But unfortunately, the power of the resurrection doesn't work on my time. Doesn't work on my timeline. It doesn't work in my time frame. It doesn't even work in my understanding all of the time. But here's what I do know. I do know that it works. I do know that I've seen people healed in ways I just can't understand. I will tell you that I have seen resurrection power at work in people's lives where I thought too that their life might be at a dead end and there was no hope. I've seen people be healed of sickness, of disease, of pain, of sorrow, of heavy hearts with pain that we can only imagine. Find grace and mercy because of the power of God at work in our lives and in our world. So yes, we come here today with a twinge of fear because it is scary birthing new life. Birthing something brand new that we don't have the control over, that we don't have a timetable on, and that we don't have the parameters under our own thought and our own process. But it's God's time. And it's God's movement of resurrection power that gives us something brand new every day. And even when the tomb seems empty and lifeless, God has another plan. And thanks be to God that that plan is to bring about life and unstoppable love for all of our lives. Let us rise and say together our words of affirmation. We believe in the God who brings forth life, even out of death, a God who longs for each of us to be made whole through the power of the resurrection. We stand at the empty tomb and witness God's answer of love to human greed, violence, and injustice. We believe in the risen one who came to set us free. Free from the tombs of fear and doubt, death and despair. Free from the grave claws of anxiety and worry, loneliness and pain. We believe that Jesus the Christ shows us through resurrection the way to live free. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us on a path of restoration.
We believe that the Holy Spirit is still moving today and moves us to be a part of God's resurrection movement.
We believe in resurrection today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.